If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
There are a lot of psychological studies that show why we buy the things we buy. It can be emotional needs, or because we really need something for daily use. But have you ever bought something on a marketplace after seeing people's hilarious comments about the product? Beach balls don't usually cost $100, and they don't ruin weekend fun for several families, except for this gigantic inflatable ball. Reed Hamlin says he and his group spent over 2 hours getting the thing pumped up. After all, it's a 12-foot ball. His group managed to play with it for about 10 minutes before it was taken away by a stronger force, the wind. The ball swept through the beach at a speed of 40 miles per hour, destroying everything in its way. Children cried seeing their sandcastles destroyed. Men tried to protect their families from getting hurt. After a while, the owners had to quit running after the ball. But they fear it might still be out there, haunting South Carolina's beaches. Online shopping can go either way. This girl loved the product. The fit was amazing, but the choice of color made it look as if she wasn't wearing any pants at all. Hey, at least the purchase allowed for some good laughs and the best review. She returned the leggings right after taking this picture, though. Pets aren't born knowing what a scratcher is, so this user's cat thought a scratcher was actually a licker? Anyways, it loved its new toy. This other cat product was designed to make cats earn their food instead of having it always handed to them. This Lego-like structure encourages cats to be creative in order to get fed. This user said it had taken their cat a while to figure out how to operate this new thing. But on the bright side, the cat stopped waking its owner up just to get fed. The user says this toy will make the animal so intelligent it'll be writing reviews on its own in no time. When you think of warm, soft bread, you usually imagine breakfast, right? Or at least a yummy afternoon lunch. But this brand had a different idea of how bread should be used, so they made slippers out of it. Thankfully, they're not edible. And instead of warming up your belly, they'll be warming up your feet. It takes a while to get used to this baguette model, but users who bought it are having a delicious time. Trust me. Get it? Trust me? Be sure to get your pair of bread slippers if you want to treat yourself to something nice this winter. Okay, this thing looks like a green speaker thumb. But it's actually a pickle. A yodeling pickle. Should we consider it normal that the internet sells these things? Anyway, one friend bought it for another friend as a joke. But the yodeling pickle ended up bringing countless joy to the life of the person who got it. He says he's sleeping better since the pickle sings him to sleep. He's more relaxed. Who would have guessed, huh? This lady bought a body shaper that changed her life. She claims it tucked both her stomachs in. I mean, what? I hope it's just a metaphor, but seriously, she says it's magical, cute, and she's never been thinner with better posture in all her life. She does recommend we all get one. Should we now? Can action figures have superpowers? This Bilbo Baggins can. The toy is advertised as invisible, but this customer took it quite literally. He claims he has no idea if he received his purchase or not since he can't see it. He sees his son playing with something at times, but it looks like he's just moving his hands around the air. Is this the best action figure ever? Maybe. Unfortunately, SpongeBob isn't real, but the sponge is. And this user fell so madly in love with his yellow sponge that he couldn't bring himself to use it. Instead, he drew eyes on it and used it as a friend. I think I've seen this in a Tom Hanks movie before. Anyway, the guy now has 40 sponges. I'd say the best word to describe this is creepy. Yikes! Cats tend to be narcissistic and detached from the constant need for human love and affection. But this user's cat was not at all like this. She cuddled with her owner every night. Until one day, the owner bought this fluffy, self-heating pad. The small pad might not seem like anything special, but pets tend to love it and grow highly attached to it. Of course, it's like a warm blanket of love, available at all hours, every single day. Something humans can't compete with. This user felt betrayed by her cat, who she thinks only thought of her as a giant heating pad. And now that the cat has something else to heat her up, she never snuggles with her owner anymore. Bottom line, your pet might love this self-heating pad, but maybe you'll get a bit jealous of it. We have this idea that tongues are red, but most people live with a constant white layer covering their tongues. And this was exactly the case with this user, until he decided to buy a tongue scraper and left an entire page of review for the item. To say he loved it is an understatement. The man says he tried scraping his tongue with the fronts and backs of toothbrushes, but after so many failed attempts, he settled to believe that he was born different, that his tongue would never be red. He couldn't believe his eyes when he scraped his tongue one time, and then a second and third time. And yes, his tongue was red after all. He's convinced that this item is somehow magical. I have to say, I was kind of moved by his online testimony. Society is far from a consensus on Crocs. Some people love them. Some people would never be caught wearing them. User A, Schoonover, sees herself as a member of the last group. As a matter of fact, she thinks they're hideous. But she's a cook, which means she spends 8 to 10 hours on her feet every day. And if Crocs hadn't been invented in this world, her feet would suffer. Her review says that she will continue to buy Crocs every year until she changes jobs. And she will keep doing that due to the simple fact that they're the only shoes that allow her to work without pain. I mean, it's undeniable how comfy they are. At this point, wearing Crocs is the equivalent of self-care. Mike decided to give his wife a rice cooker for Christmas. He thought they're practical, they're fast, and they're relatively cheap. He thought she would love him for it, but oh boy was he wrong. There wasn't anything wrong with the rice cooker, per se. But let's say his wife was giving him the cold shoulder for a while. Apparently, says Mike, rice cookers are too impersonal as a Christmas gift. Let's all learn from this man's experience, shall we?